This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, insight. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on iBingish Radio with me, Sister Zainab, and talking today about insight, let's say, into how systems work, or also, let's say, political insight. So I'll give you the example of one of the famous martyrs from the Holy Defense, Ibrahim Hadi. So obviously we know that, like all the martyrs, he had a very pure heart. He was definitely striving towards a martyrdom, even in his lifetime. He had the best of traits, as do all the martyrs. And then there's another aspect to his sort of outlook, to his character, that's also emphasized. And we do actually find this sort of aspect in other martyrs too. But I just want to sort of mention this one particular thing that he would do. So he was very aware of what was going on in terms of his country, in terms of the political situation, the sorts of different political factions. And so he understood very well, for example, who was good, who was a traitor. And so he is very, let's say, single-minded, that we cannot, for example, cast a vote for a traitor. We cannot cast a vote or support in any way someone who has a bad character. And obviously, I'll comment on that in a little bit, some of the reasons why he's maybe sort of doing this. So, for example, from the beginning, and this is obviously presupposes a little bit the listeners' knowledge of some of Iranian politics around the time of the Islamic Revolution. So from the beginning, he was saying, for example, that Bani Sadr was not a good person. And he even forbade the younger people in the neighborhood to vote for him. And he would go around and literally tear up these sort of campaign pictures that Bani Sadr was using. At the same time, Ibrahim Hadi had recognized the pure character of, for example, Shahid Beheshti, and he would sort of praise him to everyone. Welcome back to A to Z here on iBingish Radio with me, Sister Zainab, and I'm just explaining how one of the famous martyrs from the Holy Defense, Ibrahim Hadi, was sort of very insightful and very aware of what was going on in terms of the domestic politics and the different factions and, let's say, the good in some of the people around at that time. So obviously I've just mentioned how he would tell everyone to not vote for Bani Sadr, for example, and praise Shahid Beheshti. And the reason he was praising Shahid Beheshti, one of the reasons he gave was that after Imam Khomeini, he said one of the very few people who'd be able to even lead the revolution was Shahid Beheshti, because obviously this comes down to the pure-heartedness of a particular person. So what's interesting is that what he was actually doing in forbidding the young people from voting for someone who is a traitor and very dangerous, such as Bani Sadr, he's actually enjoining the good and forbidding the bad. So we can do this in terms of politics. And obviously we know that we have to be very careful in our Islamic systems, when we have an Islamic government, because obviously the integrity of the Islamic government also rests on the fact that we have pure-hearted, good individuals, because obviously you can imagine if we have traitors who are sort of leading an Islamic government, then of course the whole thing will just sort of crumble and can fall apart. So it's very dangerous. And obviously the Islamic government, if we're talking about the Wilaya Faqih, for example, this is the system, this is the form of government that we see in place, that is meant to be in place until the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. So these things are very important. And obviously this idea of enjoining good and forbidding the bad, so that's on the bigger scale. In terms of politics, what's going on? What do we need to be careful of? And then obviously we should be doing that on a daily basis in our own smaller spheres too. So obviously I've talked about this duty before, and you know we need to really extend it to all spheres of life, inshallah. So and that was it for today, and I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of 8Z here on I'm Being Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.